This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The international ivory trade was banned more than 20 years ago, but poachers still kill an estimated 40,000 elephants every year for their tusks. Our next story goes back to a time when the legitimate ivory trade was booming, 150 years ago, when the quest for a cheaper way to make one high-end ivory product led, in a sense, to a whole new industrial era. That product was billiard balls. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Dan Weissman has the story.
You could almost call Michael Phelan the Steve Jobs of billiards.
I think that's an understatement.
That's Michael Chamos. He's the author of the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Billiards.
While Steve Jobs did amazingly brilliant things, he was not fully responsible for the computer. But Phelan, in many ways, was responsible for the uptake of billiards in the United States.
And billiards was the most popular amusement for men in the second half of the 19th century. Phelan was the top player, a best-selling author, and the first big manufacturer of billiards tables. And to popularize the game, he helped standardize the gear. And here's the thing. You standardize a billiard ball, it's a high standard.
The billiard ball has to have certain physical properties. It has to rebound properly. It has to be of uniform density.
And in the 19th century, that meant ivory, which was not cheap. And for billiard balls, only the best ivory would do, the top grade. And
the average number of billiard balls that could be obtained from a single tusk was 3.
So, billiard balls, very expensive. And when you're trying to build an industry, that's a problem.
The entire trade depended on the shortage of this one exotic material.
That's Robert Friedel. He's a professor at the University of Maryland. He studies the history of technology, and he wrote the book on what happens next. So it's like if the Apple Watch could only be sold in the $10,000 gold edition, because gold was necessary to make the thing work. Phelan takes out an ad in the paper, and here's a dramatization of what happened when a printer named John Wesley Hyatt found that ad. It's from an old radio show called Cavalcade of America, a 1937 episode called, spoiler alert, John Wesley Hyatt, Father of Plastics.
A prize of $10,000 for the discovery of a satisfactory substitute for ivory in making billiard balls. Say, that's a lot of money.
Hyatt experiments with a newly discovered material, nitrated cellulose, cotton fiber treated with nitric and sulfuric acid.
And that material turned out to have very interesting properties. And in particular, it dissolved, and it creates a very syrupy liquid.
Printers used it to protect their hands. And in the radio version, Hyatt gets his key inspiration when a bottle of the stuff overturns and he watches it dry into a film that he finds interesting.
Why, this bit of film has given me an idea. And the idea, Tommy, might be worth $10,000.
It's not, at least not right away. Hyatt does produce the first plastic called celluloid, but it does not win Phelan's prize.
Celluloid is a wonderful material. It's a beautiful plastic. It has a wonderful range of uses, but billiard balls is not one of them.
Balls made with celluloid, they just don't bounce right. Hyatt looks for another market and finds the perfect thing. Fake ivory for knickknacks. Knife handles, combs, hand mirrors.
Even toys and boxes, a gigantic range of things.
Also, piano keys. Billiard balls kept getting made out of ivory, which was okay for the billiards industry anyway, because Europeans kept colonizing and exploiting more of Africa. It was not great for the people of Africa, and it was terrible for elephants. And by 1910, the elephant population had dropped to the point where billiard ball makers, among others, were getting acutely worried about the ivory supply. That's right about when a chemist named Leo Bakelin comes up with a new kind of plastic made from petroleum. He names it Bakelite after himself. And one cool thing about Bakelite, you can melt it and mix in fillers.
With that capability, you can vary the density, you can vary the elasticity, and you can make a perfect billiard ball.
Celluloid gets supplanted by newer plastics, except for one key use. One thing where celluloid, they say, performs better than any other material. Ping pong balls. Celluloid balls got bumped from tournament play just last year, and it was controversial. But that's another story. For now, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.